Steve Gilmore on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back. Well, he's here. Good evening, Ollie. How are you?
I'm very blessed, thank you.
You're very blessed, okay.
Dr. Leonard said that. I thought that was really nice.
You liked that one? You stole it from Leonard Horowitz?
I stole it right off.
I tell you what, I was watching, it sent me a couple of things today, and there was some video clips of Leonard Horowitz on it.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Yeah.
Good to get a face to the voice.
Well, I'd seen the face already because he sent me through a picture of himself before he came to offer his hockey hat. No, I'd seen stuff on the website and... yeah, I mean, it's a very interesting speech he made, but I thought he's done all that stuff on my show already, so it was good. It was good. Right, okay, you up for tonight, Ollie? Looking
sure
forward to it.
Yep.
Okay, what have you got with you?
I've got membership lists.
The New World Order.
There you go. Might as well give them a face while we're at it.
Okay.
Make it more personal.
Yeah. Anything else?
We saw a dolphin today. We did. It jumped up right in front of us on the beach.
But whereabouts? In Estepona?
Yes.
Well, hold on. Let me just get a sound effect to that. What happened?
We were sitting watching the sea and boom, came a dolphin from nowhere, jumped right up out of the water, right in front of Kim's...
Wait. How close to the shore was this?
100 metres.
You're joking.
It jumped straight up into the air and boom, down again and disappeared. It was just like... there were chemtrails in the sea and it was just like the universe showed us, like, come on, make a choice. Be happy, don't worry, or see...
Don't worry about the chemtrails.
Exactly.
I don't think the chemtrails... I've been looking an awful lot and I've been thinking and I've been doing an awful lot of thinking about the chemtrails. I don't think they're poisoning us. I don't think that's what it is.
Not these ones, hopefully not. No, no.
I think they might be messing about with the weather.
For sure.
Or trying to discover things. Or I think they might be on that that other thing you said, project.
The HARP.
Project. No, the blue.
The blue beam.
Blue beam, blue
Operation
stream.
Blue
but,
beam.
Yeah, blue stream, blue beam, whatever it's
blue
called.
Beam.
Yeah, blue beam.
It's also called Operation Blue Book.
Okay, I think that might be a bit too. And I'm convinced
but it's different
that
in different areas. And well, thank God they're just giving us the aerosol here.
Do you think they're coming from the US air bases up the road?
A theory. That is a theory. I have no idea, but it might be very likely.
Because quite visibly today they were crisscrossed. Because yeah. I was going to phone you and say...
they started doing it...
it was from here, looking out from San Pedro out towards Africa.
Yeah.
It was that way. So, like, and I didn't know if... I thought we would be able to see Estepona looking out. Yeah.
But it seems also like they moved the operations above the water now, more than before. Not so much inland, more...
Well, today, but all of last week, and for me, all last week, it was all going in inland. And it looks as if it was up Ronda way and all up that way.
I saw one coming in here as well in the sunset. There was one beautiful, if you can call them beautiful, chemtrail just vroom across the sky as well.
Right, well, do you know what we're going to have to do?
Ask Alec Jones what they're up to with these things.
Well, we could ask Alec Jones, couldn't we? That's not what I was going to say. I was going to say, we'll have to get... Because you've got them on your website, haven't you?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Give out your website address so people can have a look at some of the pictures you've got. Because I think when people have a look at the pictures, then they'll kind of go, wow. And see that PowerPoint presentation that I sent to you yesterday?
Yeah.
Is there anything you could... Is there any way you could get that on your website?
Yeah, for sure.
Right, okay. That was sent to me by a guy called Aldo, who's listening today. He listens all the time. Hello, Aldo. How are you doing? It'd be great for you to get that on.
I think I can
get
it up there. If not, I can somehow get a link to it because that was absolutely
That was the
amazing.
Best one I have seen. And then when you came in here last night and said, have a look at the on YouTube's most popular videos, you saw it on what we were doing there, and it was this, I don't know if you saw it, Kim, it was this...
in Moscow, it's just...
Cloud formation in Moscow. It was like a halo. It was like the punctured a hole in the cloud, and this halo was all lit up. It was really quite something to see, actually. On one of those websites you sent me today.
Yeah.
Actually, it was on
there.
Yeah, we were there as well. Okay. We'll go to a little bit of music, and when we come back, we'll start having a look in your books.
And also, if you take up pen and paper, you can afterwards write down the address to the website.
No, why don't you give it out now?
Okay, it's www.master, that's M-A-S-T-E-R, dash or hyphen, like Steve usually says, design. That's master-design.info, not .com, .info, / chemtrails, like chemical chemtrails, that's C-H-E-M trails, with an S in the end, / index, that's I-N-D-E-X, .html.
Right, okay. If the...
There are three different pages. The links are not so visible. I'm sorry about that. I'll fix it. But there are three different pages with lots of photos, all of them taken here in Estepona, above Bahia Dourada and Estepona, and then one from Portugal. We went there, and they were just in Sevilla. They were all following all the way there. And, well, there's some there as well. And then there's quite a few links to YouTube links. And one, I think it's the second or the third from the top, is the one that was stopped by this strange...
That airline company.
Greenwood...
The CIA backed airline company.
Once again, theory, but my God, there's some strange airplanes on there.
I don't think that's a theory. I think that's a fact. It's a CIA backed thing. Definitely.
I know it. But...
Welcome back. Okay, well, look, I was going to, I was in with Alan the other day and he was telling me, I hope you're listening, Alan. He was telling me what a fantastic job he had done of downloading all the Beatles stuff, but all remastered and re-engineered. So I thought, well, that'd be good. I'll play some of the Beatles stuff, the re-engineered, remastered Beatles stuff. I've just clicked into the system and it's got Beatles, 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 Beatles. It's got all numbered, but there's no song beside it. So I can't see what song it is. I suppose maybe he's going to phone me up and give me a bollocking in it. If I put it down there, oh, right, okay, I've got to load it down. I'm not doing that. I've got to load it down into the system to see what it is. I'll be here all night trying to find your song. Okay, so I'm going to play a Beatles song. Any Beatles song you like?
Yeah.
Come on, Kim.
My Guitar Gently Weeping.
Oh, don't start. No, don't start coming out with something off an album. Give me something.
She loves you, yeah, yeah.
She loves me. Okay, she loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, fancy that. I'm just going to find it now. Okay, a little bit of Beatles, there you go. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday, yeah. It's you she's thinking of. And she told me what to say, yeah. I tell you, we're sitting in the studio just now. We've got the Sky News on, and there is some amazing footage going on. There's a six-year-old boy believed to be trapped in a homemade balloon, and it's flying across at some speed. Look at the speed that thing's going in Colorado in the States, and they're trying to. And this little boy apparently is stuck in it. Now, the most amazing thing about this is, what does it look like, Ollie, the balloon?
Like the thing above Moscow that we talked about.
It looks like it's like a UFO. It's been a UFO hoax that someone's been trying to do, I think.
And how did they get it off the ground and the boy inside?
I don't know, but look at the speed that it's going.
God.
So they've got this wee boy in there, and it's the most amazing footage. If you do have access to Sky News, I'll let you. Don't switch me off. I don't let you switch me off, but you can put on the telly and have a look at it. Because it's kind of. If it wasn't so tragic, it would be amusing watching that going across. But knowing there's a little fella in there, that's not quite so funny. But anyway, made you smile. New World Order, Ollie.
Yep.
More serious things. Right, listen, this is what we're going to be talking to Alex tonight, okay? And I confirmed this with Rob, his producer, last night after the show. Where's my list? Right. I was explaining to them that quite a lot of the listeners here will not actually know who he is or will have heard of him before or heard him speak before. So I said, it might be nice if we could get a little bit of background from as to how he got involved and all of that. So he's going to do. So he said, okay, we'll do that. And then from there, I'd like to talk about the. He wants to talk about his new video, Fall of the Republic, which I don't know. Have you seen any of the trailers for it?
No, but he's made amazing documentaries during the years.
He has, yeah. Well, before he talks about it, see, I know that's where he's going to want to go straight away. So I'm going to try and. God, no, he can't go there. Not yet, anyway. Right. I want to talk to him about Bohemian Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember watching a program 4 or 5 years ago on Sky, and it was about conspiracy theories. Quite amazing to be on a Rupert Murdoch owned station. But he was on, and he was talking about Bohemian Grove. And I thought at that point, I wasn't that familiar with Alex Jones at that point, and I thought, that guy is mental. He's lost his mind. And who does he think he's kidding? And then I started looking into it a lot more, and I was quite, this is a real thing that really happens. Bohemian Grove happens every year, and it's all like top politicians and top players, top guys from the establishment that go there, and they dress up, and they... Well, I'm not going to say too much about it. I'll get Alex to talk about it because he sneaked in.
Yeah,
it was 2000. He sneaked in there and filmed it all.
The Bohemian Grove goes all the way back, as far as I know, at least to when the atom bomb was developed, and the people behind that. As far as I know, they were some of the first one who started gathering there, and then they have been meeting up there for secret meetings on a yearly basis since then. And it looks like this, the most cheap B type of movie, but these are people like ex-presidents, presidents, high ranking in all different, and they dress in like Ku Klux Klan clothes.
That's right.
And they do all these weird rituals. And they've got this massive big owl that they pray to, and it's absolutely...
There's all fires going and everything. It's all done at night.
When you see Jimmy Carter and Bush and these guys and Kissinger dressed like that, it is a bit of a weird experience.
Yeah, so...
to say the least.
So I'm going to get him to talk about that. And then you want to talk about Fall of the Republic again. I said, no, you can't talk about that yet. I'll get him to talk about the New World Order. And then he'll want to talk about Fall of the Republic. And I said, no, you can't talk about that yet. And we'll get him to talk. No, I'm only joking. We'll let him talk about it because I've watched a couple of trailers on it, and it's kind of shocking stuff. This is the first of a series that's obviously coming out because it says part one on it. And it's about Obama. And I think it's more of a follow-on in his video, The Obama Deception.
I think for the English audience, it could be interesting to know that he's done a lot on the London bombings as well. He was one of the guys who was really digging into that.
Because Terror Storm was the name of the video he did there, Terror Storm. And a history of state-sponsored terrorism. And he claims that the 7-7, what was the other? I can't remember. 7-7 was the one in the UK, and there was another one in the UK. I can't remember the
name.
And
then you got the Madrid bombings as well.
Yeah, claiming that they were all a put-up job by the British government.
We're back to the same further group
up.
Again.
Further up. Now, but talk about this same group. Sorry, did I cut you short there? Okay. What were you going to say?
No, it's just like, I remember one interview I found quite shocking was like, he was interviewing this a young man who, he was on the bus that was blown up after the subways stations were blown up, or the trains, and...
He was on the bus that got blown up.
He was on the bus. So he saw what was going on before, how the bus was stopped. This was way after the subway explosions had
been. Yeah, it was good.
And he was one of the guys, as far as he came up from the subway, and they redirected the bus routes around in different areas. So he went on a bus instead. And this was the bus that later was blown up. And they drove down the street. And then there was this BMW with some civil... people in plain clothes that stopped the bus and talked to the driver, and then directed him down this street to a totally different street off the route, which they did,
Yeah.
And then they came to a place where there was an army-looking person standing, quite a few with police officers as well. They were standing on the pavements and stopping the bus.
Uh-huh.
And so the people on the bus were sitting, waiting, wondering what's going on. And then, boom, the explosion was right in front of where these people were standing. Like, they were just on a 30 meters. So this man got a very, very strong impression that they were standing, waiting for something. Boom, the explosion goes. And he's the first one who gets off the bus alive. And he stumbles out in the street, all black and with gun, with power, what do you call it?
He's all burnt, yeah.
All burnt. And so he stumbles out in the street, and there he's met by people lying on the pavements already with bandages and prepared, that was not on the bus. He swears these people had nothing to do with it. And there were photographers taking photos of these people. These pictures disappeared within a few days out of the.
I never saw any of those pictures.
No, but you will, or you can ask Alex about them if you.
Well, we'll ask Alex about that. Because okay, can I put an alternative view and an alternative point on that one?
Go for it.
London was in complete chaos that day. Okay, nobody seemed to know what was happening. There was conflicting messages coming in and out to the police and certainly to the press at that time. And I know, because I have friends that were down there, they were diverting traffic all over the place, okay, and specifically public transport and buses, because we're trying to get things moving and keep the city moving and keep them away from the areas where the bombs had gone off. Completely understandable, okay? So chaos, completely understandable. The police on the ground were operating not always under orders from upstairs and making decisions on the spot. So being diverted is nothing, not really anything that...
Can I just say, there was a major exercise going on at the moment, at that time.
Uh-huh.
The exact time, the exact same stations. And the exercise was an emergency exercise on the topic of exactly what happened. So most of the policemen that were there thought that, oh, it's just part of the exercise. So they were standing, not helping people coming out, because they thought it's part of the exercise.
Well,
exactly what they did on 9/11 as well.
Yeah, well, I was going to say like 9/11, but I'm not aware of that. So I can't comment on that, because I'm not... You're giving me facts on air.
This is facts.
But you're giving me those facts that I can't comment on, because I don't know.
Nope.
Okay, but let me go back to what you did say at the beginning. So the bus...
Let
me speak.
You can speak.
So the bus goes... the bus goes down a diverted route, and it gets stopped by the army or security, or someone stops the bus for, you know, all hell's breaking loose. Okay, let's stop this bus. And the bomber who's on the bus starts to panic and lets the bomb go off.
But, yeah, this is so absolutely not what the witnesses says.
But I've never heard, and I've seen a few documentaries, and I've watched a few things, and listened to a few, you know, there was a guy on the bus who was sitting, that he can't believe that he survived, because he was sitting, I think he was sitting looking at the bomber, or he was sitting in direct line with the bomber, and somehow he managed to survive. The same as I've heard the guy on the underground who was... He was shielded by a body, and he walked away with the person next to him was blown to pieces. So, I find it very, very difficult to buy into the state sponsorship thing. I do.
It is.
And I've told Alex's people that as well. And I have said, you know, look, I will ask.
It is hard.
And he'll hang up the phone.
It really is hard to believe that somebody can do that to their own. To civilians, I think it's totally unbelievable how they can do it.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to have an interesting three quarters of an hour and half an hour's time. That for a mouthful, eh?
Big Band Bonanza with Barry Nathan.
Barry Nathan here, welcoming you to the show that takes you back, well, to the days when newsreels always preceded the big film at the local cinema.
What a difference a day.
When phone boxes had buttons 24. A and B. And when shiny toilet paper was designed to do anything but the job for which it was intended.
We just like chocolate candy.
But the music, well, that was another matter.
Barry Nathan's Big Band Bonanza, Sunday, 8 p.m, repeated Thursday at 7 p.m.
Cabaret, the smash hit musical, is being presented at the Salon Variety Theatre in Fuengirola from Friday the 9th until Sunday the 18th of October. Cabaret tells of the brief affair between Cliff Bradshaw, a young American writer, and Sally Bowles, a fifth-rate entertainer at the decadent, sexually ambiguous Kit Kat Club in Berlin during the early 1930s. The show has great songs, including the title song Cabaret, electrifying dance routines, and a superb cast of 25 actors, singers, and dancers. To book, telephone 952474542 or call in the theatre between 10:30 and 1:30 or 7 and 8 in the evening. Definitely a show not to be missed. Cabaret, the award-winning musical.
In times like these, value for money is what counts. We're all keeping an eye on our spending, but quality still matters. At Dunn Stores, we know this, and that is why we guarantee our customers the cheapest prices anywhere. Dunn's are the cheapest for fashion, for the whole family, and the cheapest for bed linen and soft furnishings. Don't take our word for it. Come and see the incredible prices available only at Dunn Stores in Fuengirola, Mijas Costa, Malaga, Valef, and Coín.
Dunn Stores, where better value beats them all.
Steve Gilmore on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back. Right, well, Ollie is so upset at me saying that I don't believe that. He's gone off. He's left the studio. No, I'm only joking. He's gone off to my workstation in the office to pull out the information so he can come back and say, right, here it is. He's going to prove me wrong. So, something to look forward to. Right, okay, listen, if you've got any questions you'd like me to put, I've already had a couple of callers calling in with a few things they wanted to put to Alex. I've already got them on my list, actually. If there's any questions you want me to put to Alex Jones tonight, he's coming on in half an hour's time. You'll not be able to phone in and speak to him direct, okay, because I'm keeping the lines for you and I don't want the interview broken by people phoning up. So if you have something that you would like to put to Alex Jones, then feel free to call me now, 902-444-4461. Remember, the show is completely different tonight. You will not be able to phone after he has been on either, because we're going to be pretty much coming up to the end of the show at that stage. What we have done is kept tomorrow reasonably free at the moment so that we can, if we choose, rerun highlights of the interview and give you the opportunity to come and listen to that. Sorry, to come and question that. I'm distracting myself because I've just deleted something off my playlist that I didn't want to do there. So we'll have a bit of fun in 10 minutes, 14 minutes time when I try to get the news on. I can't get it on because I've deleted the software for it. So something to look forward to then. Right, okay. In the meantime, well, bit of Beach Boys. Remember, if you want to phone up with a specific question for Alec, 902-444-4461, or, sorry Raymond, I'm just in such a habit of giving out that number. If you're phoning from a mobile, it would be cheaper for you to phone 952-799-224. It is the same line, it just comes through on a flat rate number for you, okay? The only people that are making money on you when you call on a mobile on the 902-444-46 number are Telefonica and your mobile telephone provider, not us, okay? The reason we have the 902 number is it gives us a central number for when we're broadcasting from studios in Mahaka and Altea when Roy and Stephen are on during the day. And certainly for Jeremy in Edinburgh in the morning as well. So take a note. If you've got a mobile phone, program this into your phone. 952-799-224. Now, Morris, if you're listening, Morris, I need your rundown of tomorrow's show in the next 10 minutes or so, if you can, because I'm going to have an interview on from 10:15, which is going to run right through. Oh, hey, look at that. She's flashing at me already. Okay, thanks a lot for that, Morris. He's listening, it's happening, he's doing it as we speak, so thanks for that. And I'm going to go to the Beach Boys, and when we come back, we'll have a look at what is on Mr. Boland's show tomorrow.
I love the colourful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Okay, welcome back. Right, having a look towards tomorrow and the Boland Show tomorrow. It's always good when I do this without looking at it first, I think. The Boland Show's Friday guest list. It's not often that Morris feels fazed by a guest. No, it is not often. But I tell you what, Quincy Jones fazed you, didn't he, Morris? That night was fun. Fazed by his first guest. Sorry, let me start again. It's not often that Morris feels fazed by his guest. But his first guest up is certainly making him research that bit extra hard. He's none other than three times Irish Taoiseach. I'm glad you put that, because I couldn't have said that. Taoiseach Prime Minister Bertie Ahern. He's often described as an enigma and is Ireland's longest serving Prime Minister since Eamon de Valera. Did I get that right? In his frank and revealing autobiography, he gives his own account of a remarkable political life and the personal story that accompanies it. Now, if I remember rightly, there's a bit of scandal involved in that. Money changing hands, brown envelopes, Spanish politician style. He will talk us through his negotiations with Tony Blair and the IRA, bringing about the Good Friday Agreement. He is the working class boy responsible for making the Celtic Tiger roar. Ahern has been on the cutting edge of Irish politics for 3 decades now, and he will describe the cost to his family of a life played out in the public eye, and for the first time, discloses what really happened in his final weeks in power. Now, I'm going to come back to that, okay? Remind me, guys, I want to come back and just that bit there. He will describe the cost of the cost to his family of a life played out in the public eye. Okay, just remember that because I want to come back to that. Because when I read that kind of thing from people that are in the public eye, it really brasses me off. I'll tell you why in a minute. As we know by now, one of Boland's favourite TV shows is The Secret Millionaire. He enjoys bringing these unique men and women on his show, and this week's no exception. If you watched the Channel 4 show on Wednesday evening, you would have seen Pimlico plumbing boss Charlie Mullins. Sorry I'm laughing, but I met Charlie a couple of times with Morris, actually, here in Marbella. And he wasn't looking forward to doing this programme one bit. So tomorrow he's talking to Charlie Mullins, who visits 3 charities in Warrington before giving each a £20,000 grant. Charlie's a good friend of the Costas. Okay, I really should read this before I put it on, okay? Because Morris's typing's not that great. Charlie is a good friend of the Costas, okay? And as I said, I met him down here a few times with Morris, and he's a bit of a character. And the last time we met him, he was talking about he's got this show coming up, and he wasn't looking forward to doing it, and he was terrified that he was going to end up in Glasgow. And he speak to me, and he goes, "Oh, tell me, could Glasgow or Edinburgh or something like that?" I said, what's going to be so bad about that? He said, "Well, I'm a Cockney. There's no way I could go to Londoner. There's no way I could go up there." I said, "Oh, look, behave yourself, you'll be fine." Anyway, he's obviously ended up in Warrington. So that'll be a laugh, because Charlie's a good laugh, okay? Now, how many of the memoirs and autobiographies that we read are in fact true and not the bogus writings of the author? Well, in 2008, Opera fell for 2 separate literary hoaxes, one of which was her interviewing an elderly couple who had apparently fallen in love as children in a concentration camp. Their story and the book was a complete and utter lie, and they had made the whole thing up. Imagine doing that. What kind of people do that? Just do a quick buck. We'll make a quick buck. Let's get together. Well, Melissa has written a book, Telling Tales, A History of Literary Hoaxes, where she lifts the lid on many of these false memoirs. And there's still more to come. But Morris is off to bed now because he's had a very, very long day at the awards, the Essential Awards ceremony where he was hosting today. So I think he's a bit tired. He left here straight after his show, went to do his prep, get changed and get his gold jacket on and everything and go and do the show. So thanks for sending that, Morris. Jammies on, nightcap on, cup of cocoa and the usual, okay? And we'll see you in the morning. So that's all he's got planned for just now. There's obviously more coming. So the usual stuff, there'll be more because he usually has 4 guests on. So there'll be, that's all to come tomorrow. So Bertie Ahern, that's the big one. Now, I said let me come back to say why that brasses me off. People saying, oh, the effect it's had on my family. Nobody asked him to become a politician. Nobody asked him to strive for power and to become the Prime Minister of Ireland. He decided to do so himself. So please then, after you made a fortune doing it, and you know God knows what went in his back pockets, because that was the scandal that was coming out at the end of the days for him, please don't then write a book telling what a hard time your family had over it, because there's only one person to blame for that, and that is you, Bertie. Nobody else but you. You chose the life. You made your bed, you lie in it. Simple as that. And I just don't get where these people go, oh, so, no, it's a private life. My private life is this. Just get over it and get on with it, okay? Simple as that. I don't know, gets right in my... You know what it gets on. Right, I'm a little bit of take that to take us up to the news. And then we come back, we'll have the Minute for Craig, we'll have the Fame Games, then we'll have a little bit of music while I chat and line up Mr. Alex Jones. ¶¶
Before it all ends, before